Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is doing the chapter on the virtues of dua, and in this chapter we are doing the various duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find that with the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one is they are very comprehensive. The other is a lot of it got to do as far as akhirat is concerned. In other words, this is the main concern of a believer. This dunya, one of the du'as we are taught to make, Allahumma la taj'alid dunya akbar hammina. Oh Allah, don't make this world our biggest concern. This world mustn't be our biggest concern. Ulama give an example. This world is like the water in the ocean. And we are sailing on the ship. We are going in the ship. So the dunya and everything is like that water. That ship will carry on flowing and moving towards its direction, so long as that water of the ocean doesn't come into the ship. If there happens to be a hole in the ship, or there happens to be something that's damaged in the ship, then you'll find it will start filling up with that water. And no sooner does that water of the ocean fill up the ship, what will happen to the ship? The whole ship will sink. So we are like that. We are on a journey. We're supposed to just use the water, use the dunya to get to our destination. But so long as that water is not filling up into our hearts, that water is not filling up in our hearts, that love of the dunya is not coming there, then we'll be able to get to our destination very easily, safely and quickly. But if a person has this love of the dunya, it's like that water that's filling into the ship. Before he knows it, he'll end up sinking and sinking and sinking. Therefore you'll find the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a lot of it had to do as far as the akhirat is concerned. There was one pious person, he had a habit of tea. But on one occasion, somebody asked him, "Shall I prepare your tea for you now?" He said, "Don't prepare my tea for me now. I've just been thinking about maut. I've been thinking about maut. This is something that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. Akthiru dhikra hazimil lazat, yani al-maut. That increase that concern or increase that thought of maut, because this will kill, it will smash down all the haram pleasures will get smashed when a person contemplates, a person thinks, a person pictures that maut, that whole scene of maut he pictures, what we know as muraqaba and maut, he pictures and he thinks of death, then this will smash down all the haram pleasures, one shot in his heart. So this pious person was asked, "Would you like some tea or would you have your tea?" So he said, "I've just been thinking about maut, and in that condition now I don't feel like having any tea." Now this was the quality of the pious, that they would so regularly think of maut. And one way of thinking of maut and death is in our du'as, when we're making the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ponder over the meanings of the du'as. Anyway, moving on, today's hadith. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, ta'awwadhu billahi min jahdi al-bala, wa daraki al-shaqa, wa su'il qada, wa shamatati al-a'da, muttafaqun alayh. وفي رواية قال سفيان الشك أني زدت واحدة منها. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Seek refuge in Allah Ta'ala from the severity of calamity. تعوذوا بالله من جهد البلاء." We'll explain this just now. The severity of any type of calamity. ودرك الشقاء, from the approach of misfortune. Then the next part was su'il qada, an evil destiny. And the last one was shamatati al-a'da, and the delight of the enemies due to our misfortune. Sometime when a person experiences some misfortune, some difficulty, some hardship, then the enemy also gets happy. People that dislike him, they get happy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us in this dua that we seek protection from the approach of any type of misfortune, any type of difficulty, any type of calamity, and at the same time we make dua to Allah Ta'ala that He saves, He makes it such that the enemies also, though people that dislike us, they also don't get happy due to our misfortune. So another narration has it where Sufyan, who is the narrator of this hadith, he says that I may have added one. Look at the honesty of the narrators, that they won't just say it, this is the hadith and quote it, but if they're not sure, that's why he used the word ashukku, that I am in doubt, that I may have added one more part of the dua. So now he's even narrating his doubt, and today we are reading his doubt that he expressed. This is what you call genuine honesty. A person is not just speaking and saying things, but he's being very, very sure about what he's saying. And if he's not sure about it, he's even expressing that part, we are not sure about it. And this is what you call clarity and honesty. Allah Ta'ala give us that in our lives. Sometimes we make statements and we're not sure about it, but we don't even express to the person that is listening to us. We say that we're sure. So sometimes even an expression, say, no, I'm sure, it's like that. But in his mind, he's not sure. So therefore, we have to be very careful. Here, look at the narrator of the hadith. When he's not sure, he's saying, I am not sure. Ashukku. Allah Ta'ala, give us that honesty. Anyway, we said, what is meaning by the severity of calamity is when a person has insufficient and he has many, many, one explanation, he has many, many dependents. Some ulama have said that it refers to difficulties at the time of death. Others say that it refers to such conditions which a person is unable to bear or to eradicate. So this is the first part that a person makes, that min jahdil bala. This word jahdil bala, this is what he's referring to, that where a person has insufficient as far as providing for his family is concerned. Others say no, it refers to the difficulty at the time of death. Others say it refers to such conditions which a person is unable to bear. And what is the meaning of وَدَرَكِ الشَّقَى, the coming of misfortune? According to Allama ibn Hajar rahmatullahi alayhi, it refers to destruction or the causes of destruction. Some ulama say that it refers to an evil end, that a person passes away in a bad condition. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us, make dua for that also, that my khatama must be good. Khatama bil khair. But Allah, make my khatama such, my ending such, that it's good, it's not a bad ending. This is something a person is also concerned about. A person who's concerned about a good ending, you think he'll ever go to a place where evil is taking place. It should never happen such that I pass away in this evil place, I pass away in this place where guna is taking place, I pass away in the condition of guna. Man is always concerned. This is also taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Think of your ending. You'll get the pious, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, that was so conscious that I mustn't pass away out of Madinah Sharif. It wouldn't even make suffer, wouldn't even leave Madinah Sharif. Even now, you get some of the pious that are residing in Madinah, you ask them whether they'll come or they'll visit our country or they'll come out of the country, they say they're scared that their ruh mustn't come out of Madinah Sharif. They're so careful that we must pass away in a Mubarak place. Allah Pak also give us the tawfiq that we worried about our end. So this dua is teaching us, Allah Ta'ala save us from an evil, a bad ending. And the last part, وَسُوءِ الْقَضَىٰ, evil destiny, it includes an evil death, it includes an evil outcome in relation to one's body, wealth, and family members. Allah, save myself, save my health, save my family from any type of evil. Look at one small dua, سُوءِ الْقَضَىٰ, like that. And it includes so many different aspects. This is the beauty of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Extremely comprehensive in what it would cover. Therefore, we should try and make it a point of reading morning and evening du'as. We should make it a point of taking out some time daily of reading the du'as. If we don't know it by heart, there's many kitabs that we can use to read the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Morning du'as, evening du'as, etc. A person can read Hizbul Azam, or you can read Munajat al-Maqbool. Weak people like us, these two kitabs, Hizbul Azam and Munajat al-Maqbool, have actually got it broken down in day form. For Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So one day a week we can choose, or we read, for example, today is Tuesday, we read all the du'as for Tuesday. So it's a compilation of du'as but made easy for us. So in a 1 week span, we cover many, many du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We find that this was also the practice of our seniors, our kabir, that they would take our time daily to read the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything read, but actually it should be made from the heart. We're reading it because we don't know it by heart, but the fact is the du'as must come out from the heart. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.